after hugging after that.
I told you I was looking up that autistic girl, right? A fucking like a year and a half
I think
ago.
I only hook up with autistic girls. Yeah.
No, this girl was so fucking mean. She was like so rude. She's like, that's weird that you're a comedian because you're not very funny at all. I'm like, well, I didn't fucking ask you, you bitch or whatever. And then, like, you know, I would, like, show her things, and she's like, I don't enjoy this. And she's like, this made me laugh a lot. And she showed me a thing that made her laugh one time, and it was just a Pine Sol commercial. She's like, I have to show you this. This made me laugh. She's like, isn't this funny? And it wasn't funny. And then I remember one time, like, I was trying to watch.
I appreciate that honesty.
Yeah, I was trying to watch No Country for Old Men, and she's like, this movie sucks. And it was, like, 5 minutes in. I'm like, you're fucking absolutely wrong. It's like,
yeah, it's an incredible movie.
Yeah.
There's no, like, it's just really boring. And she had like Oreos or whatever, and above the fridge. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take some of these Oreos. And then she's like, or no, I think I said something like, do you mind if I have one of these Oreos? You know, like, just of course, you're fucking, you know, seeing somebody. They're not gonna mind if you eat the Oreos. I was like, can I have one of these Oreos? She's like, you can have one or two. You know, I think she was being like gracious or whatever.
Oreos don't grow on trees.
So I had one, and she was like, did you have one? You're allowed to have one more. And she like made a point. So she went in the bathroom, and I like passively aggressively shoved like 7 Oreos in my mouth.
Wait, you were dating him? This
I love that you resentfully ate a sleeve
up with, like,
of Oreos.
Three times, maybe.
Gotcha.
I didn't know, but I remember like, at one time I was like arguing with her. I was like, you realize you're fucking autistic, right? You're like an autistic person. You're just an attractive woman, and that's why like no one's ever told you that. And she's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, my mom's a psychologist. I think I would know if I was autistic or whatever. I'm like, whatever. I mean, you're rude as shit. You don't pick up on social cues. I saw you walk around on the balls of your feet one time. And like, she's like, that's because I used to dance. I'm like, yeah, but you're not dancing right now.
Right.
You're fucking walking in the bathroom.
I don't walk around on the balls.
Yeah,
of
I'm like,
wait, is that an autistic trait?
Yeah, it is.
It is. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. They walk like that.
They like the sensory feeling of it. I think
the only way they know how to feel.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen like autistic kids that sort of like bounce around like this?
You
like
feel?
Yeah. There's something about like the novelty of like a altered mobility or something.
Really? Anyhow, so we didn't talk for like 2 weeks after that, and then I get a text from her like randomly that's like, apparently I was diagnosed high functioning autistic when I was 4. And I was like, I knew it. I fucking knew it.